Hello.
Mrs. Atchison, Mr. President.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Mrs. Atchison.
I give you the call.
Well, I wanted you to know that I expressed my concern about the secretary and my sympathy in a public statement, but I wanted you to know personally that the country suffered a great loss. As you're well aware, and as the secretary and I have often reminisced, over the years ago, we've had some differences, but I must say, in the time we've been here, he's just been like a rock. He's just been enormously helpful, and I'm going to miss him. I know all of you will, but at least you can be thankful for the fact that he was real sharp to the last. I saw him at the NATO meeting, you know.
Yes.
And he was just in fine spirits.
Yes, he was in fine spirits.
Yes.
All day yesterday.
Was he? Yes. Well, I was so surprised. And just one of those things. Well, it's we know what a great loss it is, and I wanted you to know that we felt it. Let me say this, that I would like if... because I think it might be of some assistance to you, and unless you would not want it, but I would like to assign one of our White House military aides to be of any assistance to you during this period when you have the memorial service and so forth. This is General Hughes will make the arrangements, and what he will, of course. We'll furnish transportation, a car, and see that the proper things are the escorts. I realize you have many friends that will, but I like to. We can do this for people of high rank, and you will find him very thoughtful and and so
very kind of.
So I'll have the general.
Service is to be at 2:00
yes.
Friday at the cathedral.
Yes, I know that.
You know that.
I know that. And incidentally, I was. I had already determined to come, and I found, unfortunately, that I am scheduled to be in North Carolina that day. Can't go. Well, it isn't more important, but I would like to come, but I can't do it that particular day. But I'm going to send a representative, and I would like this man, Ms. Edson, General Hughes will arrange it with you. He will be available immediately because, you know, there are things you'll have to do, you know, going around and so forth, and it's just as well to have, apart from your family, he'll have to take care of the car, and he'll see that you're escorted properly in and all that sort of thing.
Very kind.
Right over the next 3 days.
Thank you so much.
Fine. Well, anyway, we're going to miss...
Incidentally, we are moving into town.
Oh, yes.
This afternoon. So that this telephone will not ring after about 2:30, and our phone in town is 337-2805.
Hold just a minute, I'll get it. What's the number? 337-2805.
He's going to call me.
Yeah. Well, I may have him call you before you even leave here. I'll have him maybe call you in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Thank you very much. You couldn't be kinder.
Well, it's just the least we can do, and it's...
I know my husband would.
And the secretary, believe me, deserves the best. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Very kind.
All right.
Cool.